Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory is with us this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You're talking about a food workshop today. And of course, the word food really piqued my interest. So enlighten us as to what you're doing with a food workshop.
So I'm really excited about this. We've had it in the newsletter for a little bit that it's been coming, but we finally squared down all the details this week, so I feel like I can really push it out. We are going to do a charcuterie board workshop. We'll do some food art. For those that don't know what charcuterie boards are, they're actually like snack meat boards, but we're also going to put some, so you'll have meat and cheese and veggies on there, but we're going to do a whole lesson on it. So we're going to put some real educational tools behind how to design them. The person I was talking to her this morning, she's going to do some food art with you because this is something that you can really use at a party for a display to make it look really nice. We'll do some things on presentation of the food. We'll do some things on just balancing, like a salty from a sweet. It's going to be really good. I'm really excited about it. Our 4-H members that are enrolled in the food project will be getting an email today about it. And it's really just about food and nutrition. We'll do a lot of nutrition and health and wellness. This is just like a great little snack to throw together for your family, too. It is going to be limited to 20 4-Hers to sign up, and there will be a small fee to it. There will be a $20 charge that will encompass the food. You'll actually get to plate your own charcuterie board that day, and you'll get to do a little bit of experimenting with knives and proper way to cut vegetables, proper way to cut cheese. We're going to do a little education that way. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be really fun. It's also going to be in correlation with our favorite food show. And for those that don't know what that is, the kids get to design a place setting. So if they were going to have a party, they get to choose their favorite food. A lot of kids always choose tacos. I mean, because who doesn't like tacos, right? But they get to design a whole theme around that taco and get to plate and do a theme and design a table all around that favorite food. And then they get to present to the judge. And they do a little bit of education there with the judge as far as what planning out their meal, learning how to think through planning for a party. It's really kind of just a fun event that we do with our food and nutrition kids in 4-H.
It sounds like a great time. Sounds like great food as well.
Yes. It's going to be fun. So look for that email. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to the extension office.
All right. Thank you very much, Jessica. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Merit-Azene Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.